ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, is it Chapter 13? Hang on, my computer is going slow here. Chapter 13 and text number 22, is that on the board? 22 is on the board? Because 22 does not have a purport. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, it does have a purport. 21 has a purport? Okay, 22 does have a purport. No, 22 does not. I'm sorry. 22 does not have a purport. What am I doing here? Okay, I'm sorry. 22 does have a purport. Okay, text number 22. Na he adbhutam twat chanana abja renubi hata amhasa bhakti edhoksaje amala mohurtikat yasya samagamat cha me dustarka mula apahata avivekaha nayad bhutam twach charanab jarenubir hatam haso bhaktir adhoksa jemala Mahortikadyasya samagamachchame Dustakam hulo pato vivekaha Nayabhutam twach charanabhuja renu Nayabhutam twach charanabhuja renubir Nayad bhutam twach charanab jarenubir Hatam haso bhaktir adhoksa jemala Mahurtikadyasya samagamachchadme Dustakam hulo pato vivekaha Nayad bhutam twach charanab jarenubir Hatam haso bhaktir adhoksa jemalha Mahurtikadyasya samagamachchame Dustakam hulo bhato vivekaha Nayad bhutam twach charanab jarenubir Hatam haso bhaktir adhoksa jemala Mahurtika yasya samagamachchame Dustakam hulo pato vivekaha Anyone else? Okay, Manajis. Narihad Bhutam Twaj Charanab Jarenu Bhir Mahoriti Kadyasha Samagamach Tame Morturki Kadyasha Samagamach Tame Dustarkamulo Pato Vivekaha. Okay. Na, not. He, certainly. Adbhutam, wonderful. Twat, charana, abja, renubihi, by the dust of your lotus feet. Hata, hasa, who am completely freed from the reactions of sinful life. Bhakti bi, bhakti hi, love and devotion. Adhok sajay, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the capture of experimental knowledge. Amala, completely freed from all material contamination. Mahurtikat, momentary. Yasya, of whom? Samagamat, by the visit and association. Cha, also. Me, my. Dustarka, of false arguments. Mulaha, the root. Apahata, completely vanquished. Avivekaha, not discriminating. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It is not at all wonderful that simply by being covered by the dust of your lotus feet, one immediately attains the platform of pure devotional service to Udhoksaja, which is not available even to great demigods like Lord Brahma. By associating with you just for a moment, I am now freed from all argument, false prestige, and lack of discrimination, which are the roots of entanglement in the material world. Now I am free from all these problems. Please repeat. It is not at all wonderful that simply by being covered by the dust of your lotus feet, one immediately attains the platform of pure devotional service to Udhoksaja, which is not available even to great demigods like Lord Brahma. By associating with you just for a moment, I am now freed from all argument, false prestige, and lack of discrimination, which are the roots of entanglement in the material world. Now I am free from all these problems. Purport. Association with pure devotees certainly frees one from the material clutches. This is certainly true of King Rahugana's association with Judd Bharat. King Rahugana was immediately freed from the misgivings of material association. The arguments offered by pure devotees to their disciples are so convincing that even a dull-headed disciple is immediately enlightened with spiritual knowledge. Thus in Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ome Gana Tamanandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshulun Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shiguru Shiyuta Parakamlam Shigurum Vaishnavamsha Shirupam Sagrajatam Saganat Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitamsha Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kapa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gora Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. It is not at all wonderful that simply by being covered by the dust of your lotus feet, one immediately attains the platform of pure devotional service to Adhoksaja, which is not available even to great demigods like Brahma. By associating with you just for a moment, I am now freed from all argument, false prestige, and lack of discrimination, which are the roots of entanglement in the material world. Now I am free from all these problems. So this is the struggle in material existence, how to become free from any and all problems that we may have. But this is also the struggle in spiritual existence, how do we become free from different dilemmas. And that is easily solved. Tadviti pranipatena pariprajnena sevaya upadekshyate te gyanam gyaninas tatva darshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto us because he has seen the truth. So due to being sufficiently experienced, Judd Barrett decided to Benedict Maharaj Rahugana. We see that previously he didn't show such mercy to different souls. So this is the mystery of the devotee. Sometimes he decides to be very kind to one person. But actually the devotee's existence is that he is kind to everyone, each and everyone. We saw Srila Prabhupada was so magnanimous. He was beginning this Krishna consciousness movement, so he did not hesitate to accept service even from the person known as the transient. Srila Prabhupada was giving a discourse. He's in New York, and a transient came in during the discourse to use the bathroom, and there was no toilet paper. So the transient left, and he came back with some toilet paper. So Srila Prabhupada accepted this service. Just see how wonderful the pure devotee is. Sometimes people criticize Krishna. Krishna had 16,108 wives. So Srila Prabhupada said, this proves that Krishna was God. No one else could have 16,108 wives and build them 16,108 palaces, and in each wife have 10 sons, and like that. This proves his existence. They told Srila Prabhupada, they say Krishna is so lusty. Prabhupada said, even if they say that Krishna is lusty, he's unlimitedly lusty. That proves he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one can be as lusty as Krishna. Similarly, no one can be as powerful as Krishna. No one can be as beautiful as Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains that everyone in this material world, they have to answer to someone. They're serving someone. If we take it from the lowest, there's a story given in the Shastras that one person, he was looking for the greatest person. So he went to the village, and he saw that, oh, everyone pays respect to the police. And all the police, they pay respect to the police commissioner. So he thought, oh, I must go and serve the police commissioner. He must be the most important person in this city. So then the person was fairly intelligent. He could say, oh, the police commissioner, he has to answer to the mayor. So he thought, well, I should go serve the mayor. So then the person saw, oh, the mayor, he has to answer to the governor. So then the person thought, well, I should go become associated with the governor. He's the most important person. So then after some time he saw, oh, the governor, he answers to such and such, whoever it is. I'm not sure who the governor answers to. Is it the president or the Congress or whoever? But in this way he could see that he was looking for the most powerful person. But in this instance, unfortunately, in all of his mundane expectation, but I think that the story ended that he could see that actually everyone answers to Krishna. Everyone ultimately, if we continue on, we see in the material existence, sometimes they think the United States is the most powerful. Sometimes they think Europe is the most powerful. Then they think that Russia is the most powerful. And they think, well, maybe now China is the most powerful. And even now India is playing a very important part in the world statistics. But if we look, we see everyone is answerable to Krishna. We can't say there are no problems in America. We can't say there are no problems in Russia. We can't say that there are no problems in China. We can't say there are no problems in India. If we look at just one situation, there's different things that come on the front page of the headlines. And there's a fever that they thought they had. I think it's called dengue. Huh? Dengue? Dengue fever. It hasn't surfaced in the United States for over 50 years. It has just started to surface again, resurface in the United States. Dengue fever. Dengue fever? Whatever. So they have no cure for it. And they think that it's transmitted by mosquitoes. And there are more mosquitoes because of the climate change. So they're expecting that there could be a epidemic. And it's a very dangerous fever. People die from this fever. And even if you don't die from it, if you have it, each time that you have it, it becomes worse and worse. And the symptoms are you wish you were able to just leave your body. And then there's another disease attacking. It's called the Yugan 99. It's a disease attacking the wheat crop. It's already wiped out wheat in Africa and eastern parts of Europe and Asia. And it has surfaced in America somehow or other. These things travel by the air currents. Prabhupada explained how the different bugs travel. And they carry these different things with them because they live in the, many of them live in the fields and the different crops. So the bugs, like a spider, he throws a little web and he catches the airwave and he can easily travel from country to country across oceans, different islands. You wonder how different bugs get on different islands. Well, this is how they travel the airwaves. Prabhupada explained like that. So these natural disturbances are only one spark of Krishna's energy. Srila Prabhupada was giving a discourse. I was listening. And one person, he was calling for questions. Different people had different questions. So one person asked, just how powerful is Krishna? This was in India. And everyone laughed at the question. But Prabhupada said, no. This question can be answered. And Prabhupada used the example, just see how powerful is the ocean. Such a powerful force, the ocean. Prabhupada had personal experience. He traveled the ocean. And when Srila Prabhupada was coming to America via that freight liner, so the swells, he, of course, traveled during the hurricane season. So the swells were 30 feet high, which means the lulls, is that what they're called, were 30 feet down. So Srila Prabhupada was going 60 feet like this constantly. The boat was going 60 feet up and 60 feet down. You can just imagine. Srila Prabhupada is in his 70s. Practically speaking, people in their 70s, they're afraid to leave without a long list of their medications. They come to the doctor's office. Well, I'm leaving the city. I want to make sure I get all my medications. I want to make sure this, do that. Just like if we go somewhere, we want to make sure, do we have our this supply? Do we have this supply? Do we have sufficient funds to reach our destination and to return? We have a checklist. People go on what they call a vacation, or they go on a trip. They have a checklist. Did I bring all these things, and especially your medications? So we see Srila Prabhupada simply had the set of Srimad Bhagavatams with him. A few sets of Srimad Bhagavatams and his kartals. This is what Srila Prabhupada brought. He had nothing else. At that time, they would not allow any funds out of India. Even though Srila Prabhupada actually had certain supporters, he couldn't bring any funds out of India. It was not allowed by the country. There was some type of a government arrangement. So if you had any rupees and you brought them, even if you brought them to America, they were worthless. They were just pieces of paper. But anyway, somehow or other, he began this Krishna consciousness movement practically without anything, because it was Krishna's will that this Krishna consciousness movement be spread all over the world. This is Lord Chaitanya's prediction, Lord Chaitanya's desire. Yare deka tare kaha, Krishna upadesh amar agai guruhan tare edesh. And one who spreads like that, amai agai guru, he becomes guru. He becomes the spiritual teacher. So, just like we see here, Maharaj Rahugana, he didn't have the least inclination for spiritual life. He didn't have any knowledge of Krishna consciousness, practically speaking. We saw he had a very arrogant attitude. Now, why is my palanquin being rocked? Srila Prabhupada was giving a talk, and he was explaining how, because of the principles that the devotees follow, mostly people in general cannot be attracted. They cannot be attracted. And we have experience like that, just like when we're on Sankirtan book distribution or if we're on Harinam. We see that people in general, they find it very, very difficult to identify with what we're doing. Mostly, their question is, what are you people doing? What is this all about? They don't have the least idea. They don't have the least idea that we're chanting the names of God, which is also recommended in their process, to chant the names of God. But unfortunately, they don't have the slightest idea on how to achieve that. They don't have the slightest idea how to chant the names of God. They may sing this carol, that Christmas carol, but they're not singing the names of God. And they even pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So Srila Prabhupada knew that verse. He knew that they prayed that. So he said, oh, God must have a name. He must have a name. So what is that name? You ask anyone in the street, what is the name of God? They don't know. They don't know the name of God. So then Srila Prabhupada would say, well, why don't you take this name? Why don't you take this name, the name of Krishna? Of course, Prabhupada said we can chant any name of God. The Christians may not have a name of God, or they may have Yahweh or some name. I believe Yahweh means God is beyond words. But we understand that means God is beyond our material words. He's beyond material estimation. So, but still, if they believe that is the name of God, then they can chant that name. But of course, even though Srila Prabhupada said like that, and he respected, just like in this same lecture it was given in India, he was asked, should we read the Bible? So Prabhupada's immediate reply was, why not? Why not read the Bible? If it's the word of God, if it's the message of God, Why not read the Bible? But we see people read the Bible, but they're still not being transcendental. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati. We see that their material desires are increasing in the material world. They're increasing. Now, the proof that Krishna, as we said in the beginning of the talk, that Krishna is not materially lusty. The proof is that by association with Krishna, we become more renounced. We become more renounced. We understand that there's param drishtva nivartate. There's a higher taste than what's offered in this material world. The taste in the material world, very bitter. At first they may seem like nectar. At first, sense gratification. You ask someone who has taken drugs, they become so addicted. Why are they addicted? They're not addicted because it doesn't give them a high. They're addicted because they experience something so attractive in the material world. There are these different attractions there in the material world. They become addicted. Sex is also very addictive. People are very addicted to sex. Similarly, intoxication is very addictive. Similarly, all of the different vices, meat eating. People even tell you, no, if I don't eat meat, I'll die. Similarly, gambling is addictive. You know, there's institutions, Sex Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, like that. There are these different institutions to help us try to give up. And these are addictions in the material world. And that's because they are, in the material sense, attractive. But we see, in the beginning, it may be nectar, but it becomes poison. The Bhagavad Gita warns like that. These addictions become poisonous. So, but we find just the opposite. We're performing these transcendental austerities. We're performing yajna. Yajnartat karmano yatra lokoyam karmabandhanam. Tadartat karmakuntaya mukta sangha samacharit. That yajna, when we perform yajna, it is a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice. To go out on book distribution, to go out on Harinam, this is a sacrifice. To constantly meet people that want to tell you how bad you are. You know, people are saying, you're wasting my time, go away. Or whatever they may tell us. Whatever they may tell us. So, this is a sacrifice that we perform. Don't think that we hear these Sankirtan scores. Don't think that this came easily, that the devotee has some type of maybe he was a salesperson or something in the material world. This is not at all the case. It is simply wanting to please Krishna. When we go on Harinam, when we go on book diffusion, the only desire is to want to please Krishna. And we take advantage, for instance, this Christmas season. Now, we can't find anywhere in the Bhagavad Gita where it says, you know, we should do the Srila Prabhupada marathon. Someone may say, where do you get this idea? But we're taking the opportunity. People are in a very special mood at this time of the year. And if that special mood encourages them to take a Bhagavad Gita, to take some of Srila Prabhupada's books, we should take advantage of that. Or if it encourages them to hear the holy name. Sometimes we even sing the Hare Krishna according to these so-called Christmas tunes. And sometimes people appreciate that. Wow. And then other people say, oh, how disgusting. How disgusting that they want to try to take advantage of the Christmas tunes. Isn't it? But most of the people I saw, they appreciated it. And they smiled, which means that they had some appreciation. But anyway, the point is the devotees are opportunists. There are four classes of people that surrender to Krishna, right? If one is materially bereft. So we should encourage them, yes, you're materially bereft. Come, take advantage of Krishna. Just like I've never seen so many people come to the Sunday feast telling me that, yeah, actually I'm coming here because I'm hungry. I don't have money, sufficient money to eat. And these are so-called decent people, you know, in the material world, hardworking people. They may have lost their job. Or whatever their circumstances may be. So many people are saying like that. Thank you very much for feeding me. So many times we meet people like that. So we should take advantage and preach to them about Krishna consciousness. So I tell them, you know, Krishna has made an arrangement for everyone to eat. It shouldn't be a difficult thing. When the tree gives an apple, it doesn't say, you know, where's my dollar? Drop my dollar in that hole in the trunk for the apple. And when I was young, apples were 10 cents. Now they're a dollar. You go to the Albertsons, you ask for an apple, 90 cents, please. You know, the tree didn't charge 90 cents. This is a man-made, this entire thing is totally man-made. So the devotee understands whether when they're giving a donation, this is just, you know, we have to encourage them. This is service to Krishna. Whether it's a $1 or a $5 or a $10 or a $20 or a $100, the devotee accepts it, understanding that it represents their surrender to Krishna. They're being benefited. One time I told the story. I was on Harinam. A person was standing there. I went up and gave him a book. And then I said, please keep the Bhagavad Gita. I was walking away. And I said, oh, by the way, can you offer a donation? So he reached in his pocket and didn't even look, but handed me it was a $100 bill. And I just accepted it with gratitude. And I said, I can give you some more books. He said, oh, no, that's all right. I appreciate what you people are doing here. He was from out of town. So that's a good way. I thought that was a very good way. Krishna inspired me. We began our Harinam that evening. But that doesn't always happen. Sometimes we go on Harinam and no one will even stop and look at a literature. So either way, we accept it as Krishna's desire. We simply try our best. We simply try our best to propagate Krishna consciousness. Similarly, Maharaj Rahugana, Judd Bard, he was trying his best. And simply he spoke to Maharaj Rahugana, and Maharaj Rahugana listened. As we're hearing now, Maharaj Rahugana is saying, it's such a blessing to be covered by the dust of your lotus feet. He said, just for a moment, by associating with you just for a moment, I am now freed from all argument, false prestige, and lack of discrimination, which are the roots of entanglement in the material world. The roots of entanglement in the material world. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi, Lava Matra, Sarva, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Sarva Siddhi Hoi means that simply by the moment's association of the devotee, simply by a moment's association, Sarva Siddhi Hoi, we can develop all the best qualities. Siddhi means perfections. People work for being perfected in so many different ways. So simply by associating with the devotee, we can come to the most perfect stage. Just like we were discussing last night at the Sunday feast table. Who is poor? Who is poor? So one person came. Sakshat Hari was there. He saw a friend that he hadn't seen for years. Sakshat Hari is the devotee visiting from New Jersey. I think he's not here right now. He must be serving his spiritual master, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. But anyway, he saw a friend he hadn't seen for years. He used to work with his friend. And his friend, first of all, didn't recognize him because Sakshat Hari, he was in a dhoti. So his friend at first was just walking away, and Sakshat Hari, wait a second, he was calling him. So he hadn't seen, they were working together, and his friend actually had quit the company, a very prestigious position. So, and Sakshat Hari was speaking to him. So he said, you know what I want to do now is I want to try to teach poor people. I want to try to teach poor people. Sakshat Hari had told me after his friend had left. He said, please. And Sakshat Hari had given him a Bhagavad Gita. And he said, oh, I don't have any money right now. So Sakshat Hari said, okay, I'm gonna pay for the Bhagavad, I'm going to give the Bhagavad Gita to you as a gift. So Sakshat Hari was telling me, well, now he wants to teach poor people. I said, well, when Srila Prabhupada was asked about do we help poor people, so Srila Prabhupada's definition of a poor person was anyone who is without Krishna consciousness, he is considered to be poor. That is the poor person. So we understand, the devotee understands that when we see someone, regardless of their position, Srila Prabhupada treated everyone equally. You don't have Krishna consciousness, you are the poorest. And he would classify them according to their degree of wanting to surrender as either Duskritina or Mudha, Naradama, Mayaya, Aparitagana, or Asura. Those are the four classifications of the Duskritina. Duskritina are those who do not want to surrender to Krishna. And there's different levels of them. So Srila Prabhupada explained that they can be, the mudha are those who are foolish like the ass. They simply think, if I just work hard in this material world, I'll accomplish everything I need to accomplish. That's the mudha, just like the ass. The ass is carrying such a heavy load for the washerman. And the washerman dangles the carrot. Now, we may laugh. I can remember as a child, they had these little comical comedy episodes. And they actually dangled the carrot. And we used to laugh. They would make, you know, the donkey would be going after the carrot, you know, and the stick was hanging there with the carrot, and the donkey would be going after, and we used to laugh. But actually, in spiritual life, we don't laugh. We understand they are mudha, foolish like this, foolish ass. There's grass everywhere. The ass doesn't have to work hard for the washerman like that. There's grass everywhere. Are the Naradama. The Narada, just the lowest class of people. No appreciation at all for spiritual life. Maya Aparita Jnana, like the scientists, they explain everything without God. There was a front page article, Cheating Death. Cheating, there's a new book out. Actually, the title's a little misleading because it's by Sanjay Gupta. He's one of the leading medical consultants in America, and he may become even the next Surgeon General. But anyway, he came out with a new book, Cheating Death, and he was being interviewed, I think, on ABC or NBC. He's a very, very prominent figure, actually, in America, and he's consulted by many news agencies. But anyway, he wrote a book, Cheating Death. But actually, his book is about near-death experiences. So I found that interesting. But the materialists, they like this idea. Cheating death, yeah. Science will, at some point, make us deathless. They think like that. This is Maya Aparita Jnana. The doctors will tell you, we don't give any guarantee. A lady came into the office. She took some medicine for her problem. And she wasn't getting any benefit. So she came in again. She came in a third time, fourth. Finally, the doctor told her, "Look, we don't give any guarantee. All I can do is give you the medicine. That's where my practice stops. It's up to your body to either accept the medicine or reject it. There's not another medicine I can give you for your ailment. That's it. You can either." And then many times you accept the medicine, and there's a dozen warnings. If you don't have heart trouble, you'll get heart trouble. If you don't have kidney disorder, you will. If you don't have a problem with your liver, you will. So many of these problems. This is Maya Aparita Jnana. They're thinking, yes, science is everything. No problem. Hey, my father is dying. Another lady, she called up. She's crying. My father's dying. What are you doing about it? Screaming, shouting. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? This and that. What can you do? Death is sure. The death rate is 100%. It's 100%. Someone may say, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Prove it to me. There may be someone sometime, they may say like that, who doesn't die. How can you say for so sure, you know, like that? My Aparitiana. Death is 100% sure. It's 100% sure. And then the Asura, they are against this Krishna. What can I do to stop this Krishna consciousness? What can I do to stop spirituality anywhere and anywhere, everywhere? So anyway, Maharaj Rahugana, he stopped and listened to Judd Bard, and he took Judd Bard's association very seriously. And now he's going to become Sarva Siddhi Hoy, full of perfection. He's going to really blossom in his spirituality. Just like all of us before we came to Krishna consciousness, we were the rogues of the rogues. At least I can speak for myself. At least I can speak for myself. No good qualities. None whatsoever. Maybe I thought I was being kind by doing something crazy. And we understand this was not at all kindness. I would help someone, I'd buy them a hamburger. Bad karma. Totally. Craziness in the material world. Rogues are the... But since we've come to Krishna consciousness, somehow or other, a devotee took his time to tell us about Krishna consciousness, and we have now probably would look at the devotees with tilak and dhoti, and he would say, wow, just like a Vaikuntha. Just like a person directly from Vaikuntha. So anyway, it's time to stop here. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments or corrections? Okay. Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's marathon ki jai. Thirsty.